You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday afternoon, on a trip to Dunedin, ACT party leader David Seymour announced a proposal to increase a limit on student loan borrowing in response to rent pricing reaching extortionately high levels, with rent increasing by 45% since 2006. The New Zealand Union of Students' Association have said that there is more than meets the eye with these proposals. So I had a chat with their president, Jonathan G, to find out a little bit more. Seymour announced yesterday that ACT want to provide a short-term measure for students to be able to loan more. He says students are struggling with increased rental costs caused by a chronic housing shortage. But you guys are saying there's something more here. There's more than meets the eye in regards to this proposal. What is hidden here?
Yeah, so I think it's great that the ACT party has acknowledged that students don't have enough to live on. But our view is that there is more than meets the eye in terms of this proposal. Let's not forget that the ACT party is the only party in Parliament that supports interest on student loans. So actually increasing living costs, which would mean that a lot of students would have to pay back even higher debt on top of interest as they go about their future. So, as I said, I think there's more than meets the eye with this policy.
So this current student loan balance exceeds $15.3 billion. Can this be expanded? Is there room for this to grow?
Yeah, well, what we found as well is that a third of the national student loan balance is attributed to living costs. So, that's a significant amount, and you know, that's, you know, alongside tuition fees. So, I think if the living costs were increased and ACT's proposal to put interest back on student loans was also introduced, then that loan figure would increase quite significantly.
So do you think ACT are contradicting himself a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, as I said, there's more than meets the eye with this policy, and what we support, you know, let's take the politics out of this. We're not looking for a quick fix or a populist fix in terms of student support. What we're looking for is actually good policy, which addresses the needs of students, but also addresses the question of access to tertiary education. You know, a whole lot of students, particularly those from lower socioeconomic backgrounds, look at that big debt figure that a lot of students come out with and say, no, I don't want to put my children through that amount of debt. And a lot of them are being put off going into tertiary education. So you see the figures of, you know, 90,000 young people who are not in education, employment or training, who aren't engaged in tertiary education at all. They're getting locked out from tertiary, and I think in part due to lack of support. So, I think when looking at policy around student support, we can't just look at a quick fix, but rather we need to look at the overall system and see how we're better supporting students.
So, I mean, what is on offer in terms of long-term solutions?
So we think, you know, obviously we acknowledge there needs to be some sort of a short-term measure in terms of student support. What we would support is introducing a housing grant for all students with regional variation and also unfreezing the parental income threshold for student allowance eligibility. So that's money that you don't have to pay back. We think those sort of proposals, which will be much more palatable in terms of students who, a lot of them do say that they don't want to graduate with unmanageable debt when they leave university. So we're looking at those as short-term measures. But I think overall, though, in any sort of policy that any party puts forward in terms of the election, they need to look at tertiary education as a whole and acknowledge that it's that we need to increase access. We need to address the inequality that we see within tertiary as well, alongside providing better support for students.
Are there any steps that NZUSA can take to help implement these solutions that you guys have come up with?
Yeah, so we've made a few steps already. A lot of what we do is we do research around this area, and we produced a report, our income and expenditure report, which details the cost of being a student in New Zealand. So we did a 2017 version of that report this year, outlining some of the research that we've done in this area. I think one of the interesting findings is that 78% of students feel that their debt will have a significant impact on their ability to save for their retirement. So it shows that debt is a big issue. So we've put out this research. The other side, you know, in terms of other things that we're doing, is that we are lobbying parties. We are having conversations with a range of political parties in Parliament about their tertiary policy and how we can make it better for students.
And how is that lobbying going? Is it effective?
it has been really effective in terms of student support and in terms of reducing tuition fees. So actually, in terms of reducing tuition fees, I think almost every party in Parliament, apart from National and ACT, supports some form of free tertiary education in New Zealand. So I think that lobbying effort has worked. And politicians are definitely listening to us, particularly in this obviously very important election year.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.